Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff, and very exciting this week at WGN Radio. One of our food brackets is back. We've done pizza, we've done wings in the past, and we've done Italian beef. And the Italian beef tournament returns this week. It's the mom and pop edition, Mike.
Yep.
So explain that a little bit before we get to our special guest hanging on the line for us.
And our special guest actually kind of inspired me to add this new twist. And the mom and pop edition is for, as it says, the mom and pops. It's the places that don't have, like, you know, 10-digit or, you know, double-digit locations. Mm-hmm. We want these places to have an even playing field. So as much as we love Portillo's, we love Bona, Pops in the South Suburbs, this is going to be about our places that our neighborhood places that everyone's going to be able to rally behind.
I love that. And we'll get into the details on when the tournament's going to start and all that good stuff and how people can vote. But let's get to our special guest on the line, Rich Bartel from Bobo's, our reigning champion. Rich, great to talk to you again, my friend. How are you?
Likewise, guys. It's a pleasure.
All right, well,
talk to me. Yeah. I didn't want to start this off.
Well, let's just go back to last year. It was a lot of fun. We loved talking to you last year. What was the experience like for you as a business owner being a part of this? Because we know the listeners love these food brackets Mike puts together. They get a ton of traction online. But what was it like for you as a restaurant owner?
Well, I could tell you this much. The good thing about it is it feels like you get overwhelmed in the beginning. I could put it that way because people like have never experienced our restaurant, but they've had Italian beefs. Everybody has puts a little twist on it, you know, and it seems like it was yesterday. That's what's scaring me here. A whole year just flew by.
I know.
But, you know, yeah, people are still talking about it, believe it or not. We're still getting traffic from it. I wish everybody can experience this one time. It's a great feeling. It's a great honor. You guys in Toronto put it all together. Shout out to everybody that voted for us last year. I hope they do it again. Come out so we can take it again.
Yeah, and that's one of the, you know, that's the idea behind these that Mike came up with, is it really is an opportunity for us to highlight a lot of restaurants, whether it's a hot dog and beef spot, whether it's a pizza place, whether it's wings, whatever it might be. So I'm happy to hear that you did get some traction from the tournament last year.
Put it this way, I had like 3x3 signs made out of metal, you know, literally they laminated the bracket right on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I put them in both of my stores, and it's pretty cool. Can they come in, people are standing, thumbs up, taking photos. Who's this guy? Where's this guy? He sucks. He's good, you know. And they throw all this at you, and it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of people from it, and you hear a lot of criticism. And, of course, like I said before, I never said we were the best. It's just an honor to be here. I hope we get another shot at it again. And you guys are amazing.
No.
I'm glad you put something like this together. That's all I can say.
We appreciate how into it you got last year. And your community was really into it. We actually had staffers here who have kids at Maine South High School who were getting emails from the football team saying, make sure you go vote for Bobo's. It was like this. You had this crazy, it was really a grassroots movement for your shop. And I'm excited to hear how they do for this one. I mean, you're already hearing from it, you know, hearing from people about it. So,
Yeah. I can tell you this much. We're coming up on 50 years, our first store. Since you and I, we had me on the air last time, I opened a second store 8.5 months ago on the Northwest side. And it's doing good. You know, and now they have two, and I'm like 4 or 5 miles apart from each other. People can bounce back and forth. And they're like, hey, I never knew you were over there. We're there 70 years. We're on our 50th year, and I've never been to the place. Wow. Who's Bobo? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not McDonald's in Portillo to get all the hype. So
no,
it's been great. That's all I can say. It's a great ride.
And go ahead and plug your new spot too, Rich.
So it's called Babbo's Italian Beef, 6161 North Milwaukee, in Chicago, on the corner of Huntington and Milwaukee Avenue. It's a great place, beautiful, all redone, state-of-the-art, and it's a simple menu. We don't offer no cheese, no burgers, no chicken. It's just a simple, good old-fashioned beef stand. Come in and get your sandwich and I'll listen to Frank Sinatra.
I love that.
You want to use your credit card? Go to the ATM. But you know what? Nah, and so we're getting a lot of people. It was the old Roma's that was there for like 50 years.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It closed down for like 10, 12 years. So I've been sitting on this piece for a long time, and I finally got it open because the lack of labor. You know, I love this game. I would have 20 of them, but it's just so hard to staff them nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I think we got a good rest. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Rich. Plug your original location too, because I want to make sure people know where you're at.
That's Babbo's Hot Dogs, 8258 West Irving Park, in Chicago on Irving and Plainfield. That's a place we acquired going on 50 years. My mom and dad bought it when it was like basically boarded up, and it was a gold mine at one time in the 60s and 70s, and they ran it to the ground, the new owner, and we picked it up. You know, it was doing $50-$100 a day, boarded up windows, and we hung in there. I was 14 years old. I'm now 63 and a half. And that place is a staple. If you know anything about the Northwest Side, we've been around like longer than most people, 70 years, a long time. Mm-hmm. And we're hanging in there. I'm not going anywhere.
It's great.
You know, I love that.
You gotta check us out.
I love that people are learning about you, but then there's this whole story that they get to learn about as well. And, you know, we loved hearing about it when you came on with us last year, when you went on with Lisa Dent's show as well. And, you know, as I listened to you talk about it, like you started there when you're 14 years old, that place is a part of you, which you can hear in your voice when you talk about it, which I think our listeners are going to appreciate a ton too.
Well, you can get emotional talking about me. I lost my mom like a little over four years ago. She was there every day. It's not the same when you don't see her sitting in a chair or my old man. But the point is, the customers that we get, they come in every day, they're repetitive. Sometimes three times a week. You know, we do a lot of catering now. This bear series that's out there has really helped the beef industry and all the little guys.
Yeah.
Because it's like people have never had a beef before. Now, all of a sudden, let's go try a beef. Well, there's a lot of good ones out there. There's a lot of bad ones, you know. Yeah. I think we're up there in the good category, but I never said we were the best. Like I said, I'd like to, but I don't like to talk arrogant. I like to talk, let the people tell you what they feel, you know?
You were the best last year, Rich, according to the listeners. What's before we let you go, we'll get into the specifics of the tournament. What makes a great Italian beef?
Well, you got to start with a good vendor, number one.
Yeah.
We don't bounce with different vendors. We stay with Toronto, number two. You got to have good bread. We get it fresh every day. We all have the same kind of recipe. We all tweak it different ways, different ovens, you know, different time temps and all that. But fresh seasonings, the slicing system that I use is, I have set slices that are 50, 60 years old that slice paper thin. Mm. I only have two people making it, each one in each store. We don't, you know, nothing's out of a package. Like, we make our own meatballs and all that nonsense, too, and our own marinara and our own peppers, but there is an art to it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You can wreck it real easy, you know. And the funny thing is, I could tell you stories that we had our birthday parties in the back because Ma had to be there all the time working the front, right? We made it in Bob Schwartz's book, Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog. We're in two of his editions, you know. So we have a lot of history here. And it's a pretty cool place. And kids that have grown up work here now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They want to come back. They're retired. And that's a pretty funny thing. I got copper buddy of mine. I need a job, Rich. I'm done working now. I used to love the game. I want to do it again. I go, but now, dude, you weigh 250 pounds now. It ain't the same. You know? It's not as easy to run around behind a counter now when we're old.
Good point.
Rich, you are such a fun guy to talk to. Congratulations on the victory last year. Round one, your first round matchup is against Beef Villa.
Out of Elgin.
So that's your round one matchup, Rich.
Okay, guys, thank you much. I want to feed you again. I hope I'm down there again soon.
Yeah.
And thanks for taking the time to give me a call, okay?
Yeah. We'll stop in. We'll have you down at the station. But we'll be in touch throughout the tournament. All right, Rich, thanks a bunch for jumping on with us.
Shout out to Toronto. Shout out to Toronto, Mario over there, and Lisa Dent, too. And thank you, guys.
Yeah, you got it. That is Rich Bartel from Bob O's. Go check him out on the northwest side of Chicago. Rich Bartel from Bob O's, our reigning champion as the 2025 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament Mom and Pop Edition gets going this week. And now the details for the tournament, Mike. When does it start? How long is each round? We go through this before each bracket just to kind of remind everyone, where can people vote? What are all the specifics, Mike?
Yep, all the specifics here. Voting is going to kick off this Thursday, June 5th at 10 a.m. on WGNRadio.com, and our Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast page will be posting it to social, so you'll be able to find it there. We're going to tag all the places that are competing this year. Our sponsors returning is Toronto, as you've heard a lot from Rich Bartel, and also Caruso Provisions is a part of our tournament this year, which we're really appreciative of. But we're going to basically stick to the same format where you start a round on Thursday. The round will end the following Monday. The voting is going to go till 6 a.m. Monday morning, and then round two will start up at 10 o'clock. So it'll be a nice little four-hour break for me to tally votes and get everything going. We're going to have the scores on our station. You know, we did this with our pizza tournament when people were checking out to see what's the score. Well, you're going to be able to hear it when you go to WGN Radio or you stream on WGNRadio.com. That way we don't have people trying to pull any shenanigans on us to pull ahead of each other. And I'm also going to be keeping a very close eye this year. As we know, there was the Bangladeshian incident.
That's right.
Of 2024, as coined by Jeff Morrow. We're not going to have any of those happen again
the
this
year. I forgot about that.
What, we need a t-shirt.
Didn't somebody like VPN through Bangladesh or something?
Yeah, they hired a click farm.
They hired a click farm in Bangladesh
to rig the vote, and it ended up coming out in our final four, which got two very well-known places disqualified. We're not saying it was their fault, but whoever loves them that much, it's their fault.
Yeah,
but
so no funny business, folks.
No funny business, and first round, again, starts this Thursday. The winner is going to be crowned on the 26th of June. So it's going to be a month-long great time. I know last month was Italian Beef Month. We're just moving it into this month, too.
And Rich plugged the Bear with the Bear starts this month. So
yes,
that kind of works out, too.
Great lead-up.
A lot of heavy hitters. I mean, we just talked to Rich from Bobo's, but you got Mr. Beef on there. Johnny's. A lot of people would name Johnny's number one in their beef power rankings. Jay's very popular.
Little Joe's made a huge run on us last year, and they got really mad at me when they didn't win that round.
Big Angie's, Arlington
Big
Heights,
Angie's. Yes.
Which is a barbecue spot. Fantastic. I know they do a pork roast sandwich. Mm-hmm. I haven't had their Italian beef, but I will put that on the list. Again, this is, we're just trying to have fun with it, and it's a great, you know, places you might never have heard of, and you can go check them out throughout this process as well.
And that's what this is all
JP
about.
JP Graziano. Yep. My, you know, they do this late night Italian beef situation, and I just have not gotten over there for it, but it looks so good.
I texted Jim just to ask, hey, do you mind if I include you on this? Because your beefs are incredible. You don't get them until 5 o'clock on the weekends.
Right.
He's like, I want to be in it. Let's do it.
All
so,
right.
Jim, we got JP Graziano's approval on that one.
Beautiful. Torian Luke's, I know. Mr. Beef and Pizza, Luke's of Mundelein. So
we've got four different Luke's on there.
Four different Luke's. Nikki's of Beverly. The Duck Inn. I've never had the Duck Inn.
The Duck
Italian
Inn.
Beef.
I've only heard legend of it, but it looks like
that's
a very Southside awesome
place.
It's
a Southside spot.
Yep.
All right. Well, you can check out the bracket. We don't have to go through it all. Go to WGNRadio.com. The bracket is up, so you can take a look at the matchups and ahead of Thursday voting, 10 a.m., June 5th is when the voting begins. Have fun. Share it on social media. And all the voting's on our website, right?
Yep,
correct?
All on our website, WGNRadio.com. And you know what? Have fun with it. Fill out your own bracket. Make predictions. Follow along. We'll have fun with it. But really, what this is all about is promoting local businesses. And we know that our Chicago area businesses need it more than ever right now. So go support them throughout this whole thing.
It's the 2025 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament, Mom and Pop Edition, presented by Toronto and Caruso Provisions. Thank you to them for supporting the bracket. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thanks again to Rich Bartel from Bobo's for jumping on. They're our reigning champion. Go check out our bracket at WGNRadio.com. Voting starts Thursday. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's very own Eats.